anybody glad to be at church today? All right. Yeah, I'm on. Thank you, guys. Okay, we're heading somewhere. How many of y'all are heading somewhere? How many of y'all are heading somewhere? We're going to talk about it. You're heading somewhere. Now, this next part of Scripture, the last two services. Hey, Ron. How you doing, big boy? The last two services get this a little bit better, but I was waiting to preach this till 11 o'clock. You know what's cool about being young? You haven't messed up as much yet. I mean, isn't that cool about being young? And so when you're young, you don't have to. Now I want to debunk something in people's life, okay? You don't have to screw up your life to understand God. You can just go ahead and do some good things right off the bat. My desire for all you young people in here is that y'all just get it right from get-go. That's okay, okay? Watch this. How about y'all just marry the right guy right off the bat? Okay, and not have to go through a divorce and all that. Is that okay? Am I okay, you girls tracking with me? Now, to marry the right guy right off the bat means you got to listen to God right off the bat. And here's going to be the problem. God don't like the guy you do. Isn't that crazy? I'll be with people that have gone through a divorce, and I ask them sometimes, I say, now listen, just get honest with me. We're going to work through this. You're not going to hell because you went through a divorce. I said, you're going to go through some pain, but not hell. It's crazy. But I said, let's talk about this. I said, what'd your mama say about this boy? Don't marry him. What'd your grandmama say about this boy? Don't marry him. What'd your aunt say about this boy? Don't marry him. Now, that don't work in all cases. Elizabeth's family said that, and she went way beyond where she could be. But, you know, yeah. But we ought to listen to our surroundings because we're headed somewhere. Everybody's headed somewhere. True? Yes. It's spring break this weekend. There'll be all kinds of cars on the interstate. And you know what? Everybody's going somewhere. Y'all ever been in a bunch of traffic and just even ask this question? Where are everybody going? You've been in the airport. Sometimes the airport, I kind of look around and say, I wonder where all these people are going. How many of y'all have ever been to the airport and seen weird looking people in the airport? Weird people go to airports. Have y'all ever noticed that? You know, the airport is weird people. And have you noticed how the weird people are looking back at you going, that's a weird person in the airport. Have you noticed? It's this experience of life. Now, let's look. It ends somewhere. It ends somewhere is an important question. It ends somewhere. Now, Paul's writing and realizing at the same time. As he writes, he realizes. And he begins to come to this understanding with God. There is an end that begins for those that are in Christ. Now, all of you who have said, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life, forgive me of my sin, you're connected to God. Do you understand that? You're connected to God. Who saved you? Let's just do a quick review. Who saved you? Jesus. Good. That's the answer. Jesus. I'm glad that one of y'all, we got some guests. I knew somebody was going to go, well, the reason I got saved is because I'm a good person. I never drank, smoke, and I didn't say cuss words in public. And so thus I'm a good person and God's going to let me into heaven. Now that sounds great. That sells on Disney and the Family Channel. That's not the Word of God. The Word of God says this, all have sinned. Not some have sinned, all have sinned. Do you realize that the politicians have sinned?
Yes.
All of them. Not some of them, all of them. I don't know why people are shocked. They go, a politician told a lie. And I went, and? We lie, we cheat, we steal, we connive, we con. True or false? Why do we do it, though? Now, see, let's get on down today. Why do we do that stuff? Why do you think? We won't save our what? How many of y'all lie to save yourselves? How many of y'all have ever done this? I've done this to my wife before. For a long time, I never gave her the exact price of stuff. How many of y'all ever did that? I'd buy stuff and listen, how much that cost? That's around $100. You know, $500 is around $100, just depending on how you look at it. It never works. To be honest, to be real, to be destined, let's talk about that. Paul said this, I want to attain to the power of the resurrection. That's where we left off last week. I want to live in the power that has risen Jesus from the dead. Now, I want you to check this out. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you notice that's a conditional clause there for you English majors. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, these things are available. Warning, don't try to do these without Christ. Because without Christ, you're going to find out, I have not received Christ and I'm incapable of this life. There is a distinct difference between those who believe and those who don't believe. And it's not so much in what they do or how they appear. It's where they're destined. Let me see if I can break it down and explain it. How many of you all have ever been to some part of Florida that you enjoy? Anybody been to some part of Florida they enjoy? You know, either the southern tip of Florida or Panama City or Destin's a big one around here. Okay. How many of you have ever been to Duluth, Minnesota? Okay. Now watch this. Florida. How many of you have been to Florida? How many of y'all have been to Florida? Okay. Duluth, Minnesota. Now, if I was to offer you a trip to Duluth, Minnesota, how many of you all would just be jazzed up about that situation like for weeks? Good. He's from where? Are you from Duluth? That would be the only way you like it. Is that God birthed you there? Death? No, I'm just kidding. It's different, isn't it? In Duluth, it's extremely what? Cold. In this, in the presence of global warming now, it's just been outrageously even colder now in Duluth, Minnesota. I mean, the daggum lakes up there have been frozen over in spite of our Al Gore global warming crisis. Al's made a lot of money on global warming. And God froze Lake Michigan. Because God doesn't listen to Al. He doesn't. And he doesn't listen to our scientists. And thank God he doesn't listen to our politicians. And he doesn't listen to a lot of our preachers. And I'm even thankful for this. God doesn't listen to me. By the way, and I don't listen to you. Because life begins when we listen to who? Now remember, Paul's gone through his little resume. He said, if it's about resumes, I got it. Remember, he said, circumcised on the eighth day, part of the Jewish community. He says, my ethnic background is chosen. That's Paul, it is. He said, tribe of Benjamin. He said, not only am I a Jew, I'm with the Jewish tribe that God likes. Benjaminites. A Pharisee of Pharisees. That means he has a law degree. I told you about that friend. Now, lawyers, please don't be offended. This was just my friend that's a lawyer. And I got a lot of friends that are lawyers. And I like them. And I like lawyers. But I like lawyers. I was raised by a lawyer. And I believe that even lawyers can be saved. That's how deep the grace of God goes for me. Even preachers can be saved. Now, check this out. And Paul said, I got the resume, but not the relationship. How many of y'all got an impressive resume, but the wrong destination? See, if you got a great resume heading to Duluth, how do you act? Other than my dear brother over here. Most of us, though, if we're heading to Florida, what's our spirit like? Y'all just got back. A lot of y'all went on spring break. How many of y'all got jacked up about Florida 3 weeks before even spring break? Don't you love college now? They don't go back to class to February and they have spring break 3 weeks later. I remember back when we went to school like in January. Yeah. Like the second. Then we got out in May. We had a break, spring break. We didn't have to have a fall break. We just had spring break. In fact, if you look at school, we break more than we learn. We're all about breaks. We need to relieve ourselves of our what? Stressful lives. How can you be on stress? How can we be so stressful and on break all the time? These things confuse me in our world today we've created. You know why? Because we make it about us and not where we're headed. Paul said, my resume won't get me to God's glory. He surrenders to Jesus Christ. Now we pick up there. After the surrender. Now, cool, you just witnessed a surrender in this baptistry. My brother Ed, who I served with in this church, Wednesday night, it didn't look like he's going to make it to Thursday morning. You don't believe there's a powerful God? Now, Ed and I've always just busted on Ed. We've had a big time together through the years. I looked at Ed and I said, Ed, I don't know what you're doing. We got to baptize your niece on Sunday. I don't know why you're trying to die tonight. We just ain't got time for you to die tonight. He started laughing. He goes, you ain't changed a bit. I said, no, what do you want me to do? Change at the end? He laughed. I said, I'm going to pray that God gets you up. God got him up. God watched him play this morning. God watched him baptize his niece this morning. And I promise you, a physical therapist would have said, that's impossible. A physical therapist would have said, that's impossible. Now, hold on.
That kind of freak you out? Y'all are in a church where not only do you hear about unusual things, you observe them. So I'm going to give you a few unusual things that could happen to you if you receive Jesus Christ. First of all, you get to go to heaven. And the only way into heaven is Jesus Christ. Now, I know some of you are going to go about what all the other people. The way into heaven is Jesus Christ. I believe it. That's why I tell you about it every Sunday. You say, what about everybody else? If you cared about everybody else, you'd tell them about Jesus. But you don't care about everybody else. You just want to argue. If you really believe Jesus was the only way to heaven, you're going to tell somebody else about it. Now listen, put your bumper stickers up and all them daggum tracks up and quit throwing it in people's face and start living it out in front of their lives. That's what Paul did. Paul didn't have to say much. You know why? Because he lived much. He gave his life for the glory of God. You just watch it. It is giving his life for the glory of God. It's not unusual. It's still happening today in the 21st century. Now check Paul out. He said, I have reached a point where Jesus is everything. How many of y'all believe that Jesus is everything? Now go with me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, man, it's going to be awesome today. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Let me find it here. Y'all notice something happened to my eyes. I'm glad I studied. Hey, y'all better study the scripture while you're young. Because you can't see it as well when you get old, okay? So those of you all that are waiting to read the Bible, it's easier now than later, all right? Now check this out. Paul goes on and gives his resume. He said, Jesus Christ is the final of everything. He said, I want to live in the power of the resurrection. How many of y'all want to live in the power of the resurrection? Now that means this, excuse me. How many of y'all remember? Your destiny is heaven. Somebody hear what I'm saying. Your destiny is what?
Heaven.
I'm just telling you, if we just live like that, we'd live different. Where are you going? I'm going to heaven. Where are you going today? Start freaking people out. Where are you going today? Heaven. Well, yeah, I mean, like today. Heaven, by the way of Alabama, by the way of Kentucky, by the way of Hillview Heights. I end up where? Anybody glad to end up in heaven? I can't wait to go because the religious are going to be irritated and the followers are going to be celebrating. One of the images I have of heaven, now I know this bothers you if you're extremely religious, is the party. Now, I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Jesus wasn't a Baptist. He's Jew. And Jesus, remember when the prodigal son, they got this, I know none of y'all have ever like this, but Jesus told his story about this boy. He left home and he went and raised hell everywhere. I mean, he raised hell everywhere. That's what he did though. I'm not cussing. You all will know when that happens. He goes out here and he doesn't raise heaven. He raises what? I mean, he spends all the money he's got. And guess what the scripture said? He squandered his wealth on wild living. What do you think he did? I think he picked up some chicks. I think his daddy gave him some money. He went down to the camel lot and got him a two-hump camel. Chrome hooves on that baby. He got him whatever cool silk robe was in vogue at that time, or whatever little animal signature made him look cool. He walked in with his little silk purse. He had his gold. He walked into the club. He's thumping. The lights are going. You know, the belly dancers are making it happen. And he's there. Listen, there were belly dancers back then. I'm not making that up. Belly dancers have been going on a long time. Now they call it twerking. Back in, they called it twirling. Okay, I'm just telling you, we haven't made anything up. True? Y'all go, what about MTV Spring Break? That's the golden calf. Jews were doing the same thing around a golden calf. It looked just like, all they had to do is put a sign up on top of the golden calf, MTV Spring Break Celebration. Same thing. Why? We want to save ourselves. Paul said, that will not work. Now check this out. He said, I want to live in a power that only God can give me. Now follow it. Not that I've already obtained all this or I'm already perfect. Note. None of us are perfect. If you don't remind me, just look at somebody and go, you're not perfect. Go ahead and share that with them. We're interactive here. Go ahead and share that with them. No, tell them you're not perfect. Now, that's pretty easy for you. Now, let's see if you can do this one. I'm not perfect. Ah. See, all the wives just love looking at their husbands going, you're not perfect. I can even see some of the wives kick it back. You're not perfect. Told you that yesterday morning. But guess what, baby? Neither are you. And we're just not perfect. We're fallen. Now, this is a young service, man. I love preaching this sermon, but I want y'all to know, listen, all you young folks, man, live it. We're not young forever, but we're alive forever. We're not young forever, but we're what? Alive forever. See, my objective is not to be young, it's to be full of life. It's interesting. In a lot of things in life, the longer it seasons and the more years it has to it, the more value it becomes. Have you noticed that? Like grape juice, for instance. If it's like, a 50-year-old bottle of grape juice, it's worth more. Most people call that wine. It's worth more than if it's like brand new. Not that you all would do this, but most people don't order. I would like the newest bottle of wine that you have. They don't do that, do they? You know, the maitre d', if you're in one of those fancy places, he comes out and he says, we have a 125-year-old vintage bottle of Lampola Purebala Lubida. Now, if you're a country boy like me, you go, that looks like red wine. A little darker than Boone Farms, though. But whatever Lampola Purebala is, its vintage made it more what? Track me here. The longer you live in the Spirit, the more of heaven ought to be in you. And Paul said, I hadn't already obtained it. I'm not perfect, but I press on to make it my own. Because Jesus Christ has made me his own. Now note this. You don't go get Jesus. Jesus comes to you. And when Jesus gets in you, you can't run him off. Somebody hear what I just told you? Some of y'all think, well, I tell you what, I turned against the Lord. I know, but he didn't turn against you. Now, I didn't say you couldn't be a foolish saved person. But eventually, God's going to turn you back to who he made you. So guess what? Our question is not, has God saved me? If you've asked God to come into your life, God will do what he says he's going to do. He saved you. Now, here's really the real question. Okay, this is going to sound a little more country. Are you living up to your saving? I'm going to put it where we can understand it. Are you living up to Christ's salvation in you? Because guess what, Sister Coleman? If you let him out, he'll come out. If you step into where he is, he'll take you to where you need to be. Somebody hear what I'm saying? And there's some rhythm we got to connect to. How many of y'all live backwards? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Always. Watch this. Some of y'all are just now old enough to be, used to be athletes. Anybody in here? Patrick, you used to be an athlete. I know you still do cool stuff, but, right? I mean, you ever get around your old high school boys every once in a while, just bump into them? Sometimes. Don't they lie about how they played? Absolutely. I'm a much better football player right now than I ever was in reality. My legend is greater than my reality. How many of y'all ever have that moment? Huh? How many of y'all, when you get out of town, you're a lot better than you are in town? How many of y'all, your projection doesn't meet your reality? Come on. See what I'm saying? But God says, no, I'm going to bring my reality into you. Like I saw Elizabeth show me a picture of Klein, Facebook. I remember that. He had a number 15 on. That was a sorry number, by the way, Klein. Number 15, that purple and gold jersey. And he's like, I wanted to tackle you when I saw the picture. Although he beat me. The reason I preach is because my senior year, Klein beat our high school team 48-7. He had no mercy. None whatsoever. They didn't call the dogs off. My last game, I got pulverized. Yeah. See what I'm saying? I didn't even get to finish because I got kicked out because I didn't do what I was supposed to. And my coach made me stay out the last quarter because he said I was not behaving like a Warren Central Dragon. But really, I was behaving like a Warren Central Dragon. I wasn't behaving like a Warren Central Christian. I wasn't living up to who I was supposed to be. Now, let's live in it. And really, it's going to take Jesus to help us live what? In it. I like that. In it or up to it. You notice when you deal with God, you always go what? Up. You went up to the temple. You went up to see God. You always go what? Up. Now, most of us just like where we are. I don't mind stepping out, but I can't step up on my own. I can't step into the things of God unless he steps me there. Now, check this out. Paul knew that. He said, brothers, I don't consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do. Some of y'all need to learn to do this. Forgetting what lies behind. Watch. Let me just show you. I got to show you today. It's hard to run like this. That's the way some of y'all live your life. You're always looking back. You're always looking at the tragedy. You're always looking at how your mama kicked you off your kiddie car when you was 2 years old. She kicked you off your kiddie car. She doesn't like you. You had a bad mama. You and millions of other people. You're not a victim. You're a possibility of God's salvation. Take it on up. Yeah, now. You go see your therapist. They're going to tell you the reason that you messed up when you're 40 is because you fell off your kiddie car when you're 4. Well, as long as you didn't break your brain, you're still okay. The reason you still act like a 4-year-old is you still stare at the 4-year-old. I've been risen. Have bad things happened? To all of us. Has tragedy befallen us? All of us. And God says, come on, I'm going to take you from where you are to where you can be. And that's amazing grace. How sweet to sound. Young people, I just want you to hear another voice. I know everybody's telling you can't make it because this and that. Baloney. I want to give you a voice from the past. His name is God. You are his child. You are his reality. Heaven is your promise. Go live. And by the way, quit letting people tell you what you're going to be. Well, is that okay? Well, you're not going to be rich. How you know? Well, you're not going to have a successful marriage. How you know? Well, that won't work. How do you know? What's the truth? You don't. Elizabeth and I weren't supposed to stay married but 6 months. That's what people said. Your mother. No, I'm just kidding. Now she likes me. See, if you stay with somebody long enough, they will like you eventually. Y'all got that? Because we're I'm just telling you truth. Look at here. Forgetting what is behind. But do this. Straining forward to what lies ahead. Push on. Because guess what? If you'll push... Check this out. If you'll push, God will push through. Now, young men, women, y'all still studying? Now, don't do this one. Don't come to finals and go, Almighty God, I need your help on this final. Because he's going to answer back. Why haven't you studied through the semester? See, God doesn't do magic. God does push through. God, help me remember what I've studied. Can you pray that? If you've what? If God answers that prayer and you hadn't studied, then you can't remember nothing. You see what I'm saying? And the reason I tell you about that prayer, I've tried that. Here's what I got. An F. And it did not stand for fantastic. It stand for final. I took a class again. I've taken some classes 2 or 3 times. Trying to win that professor to the Lord, and I just kept coming back. Hey, one guy, he finally passed me if I promised not to take his class again next semester. See? Attrition works. Now, check this out. Don't look back. Press. There's some press to it. I'm going to step in and want what God, you understand this, Garrett? What God wants in my life. Now, I believe God to be sovereign. I believe him to be in charge. I believe him to be almighty, but I believe we participate with him. I've read the whole Bible more than once, and I don't see God magically moving people around. I see people stepping in with God. Watch this. God didn't materialize a boat for Noah. Y'all seen the movie, right? And Noah doesn't look anything like Russell Crowe, I'm telling you that right now. Watch this. Noah had to build the what? He had to build it. He had to saw it. He had to put it together. And guess what? God built his boat through what? Noah. What's God want to build through you? press on. But one thing I do, Paul teaches us, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize upward of the what? Upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those who are mature think this way. If you want to be mature, help others go on. Hillview, I want to give you a promise. Here at Hillview, y'all are young people, I want to give you a promise. We want you to have the absolute best life you can have right now, so you know without a doubt a better life's coming. See, I disagree with Joel Osteen. Y'all ever seen him on TV? Now, he's cool. He's a great brother. He talks about Jesus. I ain't busting on him. I mean, he got a great smile. Got a good dentist. You know? And Joel's like, how are y'all, man? God bless you. I just can't smile that much because I get ticked off. Joel, I don't think, has ever been mad today. I get ticked off. Let me tell you what Joel said. He wrote this book. Now, I disagree with him respectfully. My best life now. Here's what I love about following God. I can never have my best life now. A moment in heaven is better than all I've seen on earth. And once you finally get there, you'll get free. Do I own a home? Not for long. Do I have a truck? Just for a moment. Do I get to go hunting? For a while. Do I get to hang out with my family? Right now. But guess what's coming later? This is what blows me away. I have friends in the financial industry. I've tried to get them to price this for me. What's a corner of heaven worth financially? If we take literally, the streets are made of gold. Back a long time ago when we used to run a sustained economy, back in the ancient day, we actually, our paper had to meet a liquid substance. It was called the gold standard. Brother Nixon took us off that, and now we have the, I guess, air standard. I don't know if some of you in finances would know better what our standard is. And I call it no standard. And so we have paper. And when we run out of the paper we have right now, we're just printing more what? Paper. Watch this. We are inevitably putting off a disaster. Would you think? Now, I'll never have a disaster. Even if it all blows up, we go on. My dad lives this way. He's chilled. I said, Dad, what happens if the economy all implodes? He said, well, you eat beans. He said, you make your little cornbread. He said, you know how many different ways you can eat beans and cornbread? I said, no. He said, I do. He said, I grew up when the economy imploded. He said, it's called the Great Depression. He said, they say we have a depression today, but it looks strangely different than the depression we had back then. He said, back then I had two sets of clothes, Sunday overalls and everyday overalls. And we had one pair of shoes. He said, son, I'm not giving you a swan song story. We had a great time. He said, I grew up having a great time. He said, I didn't know I was even poor till I came to Western. Because everybody around me had the same overalls, the same shoes, and we live life together. He said, you'll live life. You'll eat cornbread and beans, and at Christmas you'll get an orange. Hallelujah. Now, what am I thinking? That's horrible. Then I got to thinking, I'm going to press on no matter what happens. Y'all got the groove here? Let me finish up. The power of the resurrection is for now and what? Forever. I don't know about you, but when I get ready to go on vacation, like I like to go to islands. I like islands. I like water. I like beach. I believe heaven's going to be like a big resort island. Pretty cool. See religious people dancing for the first time in their life. Baptists moving. They probably drink that holy wine and go move more than they think they are. God's a lot more exciting than we've made him out to be. And I think heaven is more of a party than it is a Bible study. And I don't think God's going to sit around and have intellectual discussions. I think we're going to live life. And life is going to stimulate us. And love and joy and peace are finally going to be a constant reality and not a momentary experience. And we will be made perfect, but not until then. Let those who are mature move on, press on, and think such a way. And beware. Only let us hold true to what we have obtained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example of who? Of Jesus, of us. For many whom I often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of Christ. Don't be an enemy to Christ. Here's what an enemy of Christ is. It is someone who says, I am not going to follow Jesus. You can be polite and be a what? Enemy of Christ. You can be rich, poor, black, red, yellow, white, green, combinations of the above. It does not matter. You do not want to be an enemy of the cross. Because guess what? God's not up for discussion. And that drives Americans crazy. Because you know what we think? We have been polluted by a misunderstanding of democracy. His name is King Jesus. He does not carry a Congress or a House or a Supreme Court because he is the final word. And what he says is, and what he says will always be. And he's not asking for our suggestion. He's asking us to follow him. You know why a lot of people never mature? They never follow. They read, but they don't follow. They sing, but they don't follow. They pronounce, but they don't what? Follow. You got to follow, man. And here's what happens when you follow. For many will be an enemy of the cross, but guess what? Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is their shame. Boy, haven't we reached that point? Some of you that are a little more seasoned, you all know that some of the things today that are common practice would not have even been mentioned in public 30 years ago. And that's not because we've evolved, it's because we have devolved. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I don't like it. That's not your problem. God doesn't like it. But I thought he was a loving and merciful God. He is. You forgot the other part. He's a holy and righteous God too. Knowing that you're not perfect, but he will make you in his image. Does everybody have struggles? Absolutely. Does God help everybody overcome their struggles? Absolutely. Let me give you an example. The power of God needs to come before your struggle. We got a lot of people here that have struggled with addictions. I have that nature. If I like it, I like it a whole lot. Any of y'all like that? And it doesn't matter what it is, man. So I got to be careful what I like in my life, because if I like it, I like it what? A whole lot. So it'd be real easy for me to get entangled things that don't bring life. It's just easy for me to do that. Okay, now watch. Instead of walking around calling yourself an addict, I think that's looking what? Now, I'll live with you if you do this. In fact, a lot of our folks that struggle with addiction, they'll come in and say, Pastor Steve, you understand I'm an addict? I said, no, I don't understand. I understand that I baptized you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I understand that you're a child of God that struggles with addictions. Now, let's continue from there. That's a big difference. Now, if you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're just an addict. That's all you are, is addict. So you talk about being an addict, you'll act like an addict, you'll struggle like an addict, you'll even be sober like an addict. That's not God's desire for you. God's desire for you is to be a child of who? God, not only to be clean and sober, but be clean and sober full of life. I don't know, that's a better deal, amen? Because where are you headed? Heaven. It don't matter what you struggle with. God's going to bring you a life in place of your struggle. How many of y'all believe that to be so? Now watch this. I can ask this in here. How many of you all know that to be so? Because your life is not what it used to be. That's me. I know it. I don't just believe it. I know it. Listen, the last thing anybody thought I'd be is a preacher. Guarantee it. Nowhere was it written down. Steve Ayers, preach. People meet me and they meet Elizabeth and they found out we've been married 30 years. It just fries young people. Because if we lived up to the world standard, we should have been divorced a long time ago. But we don't live in the world standard. We live in the power of what? That means when we hit an issue, follow me. I'm about to sum up here. Follow me. Don't lose this last part of it, because this is the one the devil doesn't want you to hear. That means when you meet Jesus and he lives in you, when you come through a problem, you are capable in Christ to press through. And without Jesus Christ, guess what we usually do? We just stare at the problem. Year after year, we even go to problem groups. We sit around a circle and say, I got a problem. Then we think there's some power. If everybody's got the same problem, somehow or another, all of us with the same problem are going to deliver our problem. I tell you today, in the name of Jesus, Paul realized that he couldn't do it, but Jesus would do it in him. And he said this, I'm going to hold on to the glory of God because it's going to take my lowly body. I like it. One day, here's what we're going to do. We're going to trade in our lowly body for a glorious body. How many of y'all glad to know? Check this out. How many of y'all glad to know by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself? I'm finished up. I'm glad. How many of y'all glad to know we get rid of this lowly body and we get a glorious body? I can't wait for mine. 6'4", six pack. I'm going to eat barbecue, ham. You get ham in heaven now. So we're under grace. I know it's Jewish up there, but all that's going to be done. I mean, fine foods. Ladies, what do you think about this? You'll be just hotter than a firecracker eating chocolate cake every day. You know what I'm going to love about heaven? No more Nutrisystem, no more Sure Shakes, no more diet plans. Guess what? Glorious body.
Amen.
Now, when everybody's got a glorious body, guess what? Nobody will be impressed with anybody's body.
That's right.
It'll be like in the beginning. In the beginning, we were naked. Anybody know why? I mean, right now, if we're sitting in here naked in church, I'll feel a little uncomfortable about that, wouldn't you? Some of you are going, well, Pastor, I've struggled with that during service here today. Okay, I got you. Hold on. See, we're ashamed. We can't imagine a life with no shame. And Doc, I believe even shame and guilt affects our physical being. They're doing some studies now, finally figuring out that what goes on in the inside thought actually expresses itself in the outside carrier. But one day I'm going to be made so much like Christ that even my body will be transformed like His glorious body. Isn't that cool, Rosa? How many of y'all glad to know? And watch this. I just tell you, all I got is clip. It's a heaven. We get to eat. It says banquet table. I can't wait. I've always pictured this. What if God's got like 60-foot bottles of wine sitting in the middle of the giant banquet table? What are the Baptists going to do? I can't wait for God to pour a glass. And I told my mom, I said, Mom, what are you going to do if it's wine up here? She goes, if he made it, I'll drink it. See, my mama sharp. She said, the last time I checked, he ain't distilled any since the wine of Cana. I said, Mom, that's a very valid, logical, biblical point. She goes, I know more than you. I'd always quote to her. She'd go, what verse you been reading? I'd always read my mama. I said, Proverbs 31:6. I said, Mom, it says give beer and wine to those who are in anguish. She said, yeah, read it. She said, read the next verse. Only a fool washes his sorrows. I said, okay, I forgot that one, Mom. So we got to get real. Let me tell you what somebody that's smart does. They give their life to Jesus so they might get a greater life than they can create on their own. What do you think? That worked, brother. I'm telling you, man. That worked. We're just real here. You okay with me, aren't you? I mean, you're a big old strapping dude. You don't get embarrassed. Right there, man. Boom. Some of you all who guess we have interactive church here. It's a weird concept. Communication. We'd actually understand this message and go let it transform our lives. Other than just standing in church and hear a preacher bark out some bumper stickers to you and y'all go amen and we leave and are unchanged. That isn't working. Time to get real, amen. Did y'all get this today? It's been a beautiful day. We've had people get saved, but guess what? God desires some of you in this room to get saved. I want to give you a downside of being me. I really want all y'all to go to heaven. I don't know which ones are you going or not going. I've even had moments of time I'm wondering if I'm going. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. We've had that sermon. My desire is every one of you receive Jesus. Now, that's not the case in here today. Last week, my wife had to calm me down. I just watched several people that I love dearly just walk out this back door in the presence of the Holy Spirit, didn't receive Christ. We're driving home, and you know, I said, honey. She goes, honey, you're not Jesus. I said, I'm aware of that. She goes, you got to just preach. I said, I know, but I said, it hurts. And she looked at me and she said, she always says like profound things. She said, you need to quit the day it doesn't. Doc, I don't know. You probably never have, but you have you ever lost a patient? Hurts, don't it? I mean, and science runs short. You know, you got that assignment as a doctor. Sometimes you got to walk in and it's those crazy words that go, ma'am, I'm sorry. It's really, we can't do what? Julie, you're in the medical field. You've had, I can't fix it. Now, here's what I get to say. Jesus is going to fix it. He's going to start now. And later, it'll be absolutely all gone. It's good news, isn't it? It's real. Guys, I wouldn't preach if it wasn't real. I'd sell something. Y'all probably see me on late night TV selling hairspray or something. Just kidding. Furniture polish. This is real. Today, why don't you say, Lord Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner. Now, if you're wondering if you've sinned, let me show you how you know you've sinned. Y'all ever seen the Ten Commandments? You ever read them? If you're going to be good enough to go to heaven, you can never break any of them. How many of you all have accomplished that? This afternoon, some of you will break it. Have no other gods before me. And right now, some of you all can't hear what I'm saying because you're thinking about the UK game. Some of you are going, well, I ain't never committed adultery. Yeah, according to you. Guess what Jesus said? He said, even if you look at another woman with lust in your eyes, it's the same minutes. Raise your hand if you're a man in your past. Spring break. Then there's thou shalt not covet. Some of y'all break out this afternoon. There be your neighbor. He pulls out a John Deere Deluxe F40 72-inch blade chrome wheel lawnmower. You looking at your raggedy 1962 23-inch cut snapper that your great-granddaddy gave you. You killing more mosquitoes in the neighborhood when you start it up. He's got keyless start on his iPhone. And he's a crook. And you go, how come the crook gets the good lawnmower, God? And I get this old raggedy snapper. Because the Lord said, he's only living right now. You living forever. He won't need a lawnmower where he's going because there ain't no grass. And you ain't got to worry about where you're heading. It's maintenance free. The things of this world get really dim when you let God open your eyes. Amen. Think about this for a moment. God paves the street with gold. That's the imagery. Gold. What we consider precious, he considers blacktop. Just think how much more everything else. Just giving you a glimpse. That's all I know about it. That's all I can tell you. So I'd like to go to heaven. I'd like to be with God. Here's the way you do it. You've got to realize you're a sinner. We've all sinned. Your neighbor sinned. Raise your hand if you've sinned. At least one time you're aware of. If you're married, you don't have to worry about being aware of your sins. Your husband or wife will tell you about them. If you have children, then you have little children. What do they do? I had Clacy do this to me. Some of y'all know Clacy. My daughter's very fervent and outspoken. Say anything at any time. She's exactly like her mother. And Clacy looked at me, and we were fussing about something. She looked at me, and she said, I tell you one thing. I don't even know how you call yourself a preacher. I looked back at her, and I thought, I don't know how you're going to call yourself a daughter in a minute. But I had to get quiet because she was right. We're not perfect. I'm not asking you to come and be perfect. I'm asking you to come and be forgiven. And I trust Jesus with you the rest of the way. Amen. So today I want to give you an invitation. I can still give it right now without being shot. I can still give it right now without the government coming to get me. They'll come get me one day. That's going to be an interesting Sunday. Right now, freely, you can receive Jesus Christ in this country. Some of you come from countries today that everything I've said is illegal. 59 of them, to be exact. Bud, today, if we were in any of those 59 countries, I'd be calling you. I'd say, Bud, Glad you and Deborah friends. They've arrested me again. Can you represent me? They got me on this. In 59 countries on this globe, to mention the name of Jesus is illegal. Why? Yeah. Why are governments so scared of Jesus? They aren't scared of Muslims. They aren't scared of Hindus. They aren't scared of Buddhists. Why are they only scared of Jesus? He's the only one that sets you free. And governments live to control. Jesus set you free. Some of y'all need to live free. So how do I do that? Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my what? Will he do it?
Yes.
Did it for you, didn't it? Worked, didn't it? Still working, isn't it? I bet it's good to the end. What do you think? Only thing I know that's good to the end. Sam, good to the what?
Yeah.
He'll even save redheads from Muhlenberg County. What do you think about that? I love it. Lord Jesus, come into my what? Some of y'all are going to say that today. Forgive me of my sin. And guess what Jesus is going to say? You forgive it. And some of you are going, Pastor Steve, there ain't no way. Ain't no way it's that easy. It's not easy. Jesus had to die on a cross. He had to raise from the grave. He had to be sent from God to make it possible. But I tell you what's absolutely insane is you standing on the day of judgment telling God about your goodness. I bet you won't have much to say when you're looking at a holy and righteous God. I'd stand in Jesus. Amen? Climb, with all due respect, my brother, it's worked, hasn't it? Men like me and you, I hadn't found anything else to change us but Jesus. I didn't have another option. Neither do you. You got it? Some of y'all who are following Jesus, you just need to come pray. The Lord touch you and bless you. He loves you. Especially if you don't know where I've been. No, I don't. But I care about where you're going. Michael, it doesn't look like to me that the Scripture tells us to sit there and worry about where we've been. But it says we better believe in Jesus to get to where we're going. See the difference, guys? All right, let's stand together. Y'all been more than wonderful. We're going to have a time of invitation, altar call. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ is coming to your life, if you'll come forward and get one of the pastors and let them know, hey, Jesus Christ has saved me today. We're going to highly recommend, because the Bible highly recommends that you are baptized after you receive Christ. You may say, Pastor Steve, I was baptized when I was a baby. Hey, I'm cool with that. Other than this, you need to make that decision. When you were a baby, your parents wanted so bad that you would believe in Jesus. They loved you so much that they christened you with baptism of water so that you would be lifted up to God. You know what I'd do as an adult? I would confirm that experience. I'm not taking anything away from that experience. I'm confirming it. Amen? Watch this. My mama prayed that I would marry a godly Christian woman. And I confirmed that experience when I married Elizabeth. The only reason I ended up with Elizabeth was not my magnanimous good looks, because I didn't have any. It was not my romantic personality. And my old mama with that old raggedy Bible on her lap praying every day that God would bring me to my senses. Only time I've seen my mama real mad is when I brought another girl in that house other than Elizabeth. I looked at her and I said, Mama, she said, Stephen, you know that's not the kind of woman you need. I said, what kind of woman do I? She said, get out of here and do what you're supposed to. She prayed Elizabeth into my life. Yeah. I'm not lying. Some of you need to come to your senses today. Pray with me. Isn't that right, Pastor Jamie? There's some people in here that need to get saved, isn't there? There's some others that need to come and get baptized. There's some others of you that need to come and just kneel at the altar and say, God, I messed up again this week, but today I'm not going to mess up. Then I'd wake up and say the same prayer again in the morning. Then the morning after that, let's see how it goes from there. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, you search hearts and minds and souls. And God, thank you for everybody that's here. They're so beautiful. All of them. We're all different. We're all crazy. We're all normal. We're all abnormal. But Lord, today I pray for those that need to receive Christ. And so right now, whoever you are, how many of them there are, may it be so. May Jesus show you this. May he show you that he loves you, that he forgives you, and that he wants to come into you. May you ask the Lord to forgive you. Just tell him, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you've risen from the grave. Those are the most important words you'll say on earth. They're the only permanent words on earth. Even our wedding vows say this. Look at me. What do our wedding vows say? Those are important, but what do they say? To death do us part. It's not a forever relationship. It's for a right now. Only Jesus Christ lasts forever. If you haven't been baptized, Easter's coming. We're going to have a crazy all-out Easter service. And one of those great celebrations is celebrating all the people that God has saved in baptism. And so we encourage you to participate if you have not. You may say, Pastor, why do I need to get baptized? Rev, why do I need to get baptized? God asks you to. It's an act of obedience. Now, come on, just follow me here. How many of you have found in your relationship with your parents, when you were obedient to what they asked you, it went better than when you were disobedient? There you go. Be obedient. All right. The altar's open. You're free to come. Nobody's stopping you today. So I'd come while I can. I'd love while I can. I'd be everything that God's made me to be right now. Come on, church. He loves you. You come embrace him right now. Thank you, guys. Come on.